interval training. Saturday, June 5th, 2021. Fantastic. Fun times will be had by all. Here's what we have going on. 4 intervals, each for time of men load a barbell with 115 pounds, women with a barbell loaded to 75 pounds. You start that wonderful clock, and here's what happens. You do an overhead walking lunge for 15 meters. You drop the barbell, and then you take off into a 400-meter dash. Isn't that fantastic? You then note your time, and then you give yourself a 1-2 to a 1-3 work-to-rest ratio, and then you do your second interval. You do that again, your third interval, do that again, your fourth interval. So 4 intervals each for time. We've got other equipment conversions in case you can't run. You need to do it on a Echo Bike, Assault Bike, Schwinn Aerodyne, Concept 2 Rower, Ski, or we've got you covered there. We've got a video of the overhead lunge also. What the work-to-rest ratio means is, let's say, for example, doing the 15 meters of overhead walking lunges and then the 400-meter dash takes you 3 minutes total. Well, that's how long the work took you. So a 1-2 work-to-rest ratio would mean you double that amount of time, and that's what you take for your rest. So if the work took you 3 minutes, you would rest 6 minutes. Maybe that sounds like a lot, but that's because sometimes CrossFitters are used to doing everything fast for time. But on an interval day, you want to allow your body the ability to actually recover so that each interval can be, by design, a high-intensity endeavor. That's what we're going for today. So that 400-meter run, it's you know, you're putting some wizard pepper on there. You're getting after it. You're running like the devil's chasing you. So today's going to be a good day. The goal is that 15-meter overhead walking lunge should be no question. It could be challenging, but there's no question that it should be unbroken. So if that's a distance or a loading that you won't be able to do it in a continuous sort of fashion, we're going to want to go ahead and lower that for you. Super Fitness Robot time today would be doing each interval in 2 minutes and 10 seconds or less. More likely time, 3 minutes or less. Scaled option today, 4 intervals each for time, 15-meter overhead walking lunge. We lowered the weight to 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women, and then a 400-meter run, still with a 1-2 to 1-3 work-to-rest ratio after that. And of course, you could scale that even more if needed. Lower the weight even more. If maybe you can't do it overhead, do a front rack walking lunge. Make it 10 meters instead of 15 meters. So again, scale appropriately so it's a nice, challenging lunge, but one that you know that you can do, and then you can take off and then run. Limited equipment option. Here we go. 4 intervals, each for time, 8 meters of a one-arm overhead dumbbell lunge with the left arm extended overhead, then 8 meters with the right arm extended overhead, and the non-working arm is in the front rack position. That's a pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, bang, right into the 400-meter dash, 1-2 to 1-3 work-to-rest ratio. And there's a video showing the one-arm dumbbell overhead lunge. That's going to get the job done. No equipment workout. 4 intervals, each for time of 40 meters of just an unweighted walking lunge into that beloved 400-meter dash. Same work-to-rest ratio. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got 3 things here, each developing some strength overhead. Just choose one of them. If you have the capacity to do all 3 safely, then my advice would be choose the one that's the most outside your wheelhouse to expose yourself to that variance. Your 3 options are the snatch balance, the overhead carry, the SATS press. Snatch balance is 5 sets of 3. We've got a video there. Or the overhead carry. You'll lock out 2 dumbbells, 2 kettlebells, or a barbell overhead, and you'll march 100 feet with that object locked out overhead. Rest a couple minutes, do it a second time. Rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Make sure that you can ditch in case you went a bit too heavy. Great head-to-toe strength builder. We love that movement. Or the final option would be the SOTS press. Really helps in that receiving position of some of the overhead, like your barbell snatch. The SOTS press is very beneficial for that if you struggle in the receiving position with a bit maybe soft shoulders, soft elbows. Video showing that, you do 4 sets of 5 to 8 repetitions. It's tough though. Don't be shocked if an empty barbell's plenty, or maybe even, you know, a PVC pipe initially. And then some V-ups, accumulate 30 to 70 repetitions, just depends upon how froggy you're feeling, with a video showing that movement. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch, the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Each of those stretches you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes, and each one has a video. And just like that, we're punching our way into June. Thanks again for being awesome. Thanks for being a part of Linchpin. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I will see you next week.